go ahead. The Last of Us 2 is truly the greatest game ever made. Truly. So, if you don't know, I didn't know until this morning, GTA, Rockstar, removed trans people from GTA 5 Remastered. Because all the trans, they removed a few jokes of them at their expense. And that's essentially it. They just removed them from the game. I guess they felt that, you know, it was fucked up. They were only the punchline in the game. That's all they were. They were just a punchline to be made fun of. I could be so wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure the only thing you can say to them is mean shit, mean transphobic shit. Like, there's this one line, say, "Hey, man," or "woman," or whatever. You know, just haha, you know, funny jokes, right? Edgy is funny. I've now learned that a year ago, a YouTuber made a video about it. His name was Swegda. He made a video about it. He said at first he was going to make a video about trans people in GTA back then versus now, like through all the GTAs, and see like, oh man, how much they really changed and, you know, really talked about, like, you know, how much they've grown and shit like that. But he didn't see any growth. So he decided to make a video on how he didn't see any growth. And the video is called Transphobia on GTA 5. And he got a lot of flack for it. I did watch the original, but I watched somebody react to it. So I didn't look at the comments of the original video. But a lot of people were not against that. He lost a lot of subscribers. That's the gist. And what I got from that whole thing was that the only combative thing against what Swegda said was, but they make jokes about everybody in GTA. But the thing is, they don't just straight, it's not just straight hate and jokes towards everybody in the game. Everybody's nuanced in the game, but trans people, they're just made to be made fun of. That's the only thing you can do to them. But everybody else, they have, you know, goods and bads. But then I was looking at a comment section of a Vosh video, and somebody said, okay, well, another fucking, what's the word, retort to Swegda's video was that everything is satire, everything is being made fun of in the game, and the characters, the main characters, aren't good people. Plus, one more thing that's very important, Michael's a boomer. He's old. He's like 40. He's old. You know, it's okay for him to do that. He's old. You get it? He's old. You remember when Batman in Justice League was like, man, I'm getting too old for this. And then he just went over to a black dude. He went to Cyborg and was like, yo, nigger, fucking help me up. Because he's old. It's okay. It's funny. He's old. He's not a good person. He's old. No, I get it, though. I get it. But you know, Rockstar did not put that detail in there. Was like, you know what? Michael is pretty old, so he should be transphobic. That's a good detail. We should, like, because all the main characters are transphobic. So what do you got to say now, bro? The thing about the game is that you get to play all these different walks of life. You get to play a rich white man, you get to play a redneck, and you get to play a black gangster. Right? It's cool. Oh, somebody else said, actually, let me get to it. But my thing is, everybody's nuanced, but trans people. They're only made to be made fun of. Black people aren't just... There are no jokes against black people in this game. Other than, I guess, the white characters going to Franklin and saying, homie. That happens. I'm not a lot. It happens a few times. It happened in the beginning. It happened with Trevor. But nobody looked at Frank. Like, Michael didn't look at Franklin and was like, hey, kid. You're black. That's funny. You're black. That's why. You're black. that's weird, right? I'm old, so I don't really get it. So, like, why are you, like, here? Like, is this your car? Like, why do you have this? Or did you steal this? Because you're black. You stole this because you're black. I'm old. I don't get it. You're black, right? They didn't do that in the game. There's no racist jokes in the game towards black people. And I tweeted this earlier. I tweeted this a week ago. I said, you can't make jokes against black people. I said, you can make jokes against anyone but black people. That's interesting. It's interesting because we are a loud minority and we run the culture. So if somebody makes jokes against us, we're all going to band together and make fucking sure that, like, we are heard about this shit. You know? We run the culture so much that we convinced white people to help out our cause because we're cool and they want to be cool like us. Let me pause this real quick. I just think it's fucked up. So it's a good thing that they took him out the game. Somebody said that if you walk up to a cop in GTA 5 as Franklin, they're just going to immediately shoot you. And I thought about that and I was like, shit, you're right. You are right. That is racist, but they're not right. That was a joke. That was like a vine that came out in, I don't know, fucking 5 years ago. That shit was old. I remember the joke. I remember it. I seen the video. There's another video about San Andreas where if you beat up a guy, I guess it was a white guy, and you walk in front of the cop car and that guy punches you, nothing happens. But if you punch them back, the cops immediately start chasing you. Ha ha. But that's not what happens. If you walk up to a cop as anybody, they're going to shoot you. That's how any NPC works. Well, all the ones that want to fight. If you walk up too close to them, you get in their personal space, they're going to say like, yo, get back. And then if you don't move, they're going to push you. And then if you don't move, they're going to start fighting or pull out their gun or run away. So I guess all cops aren't going to fucking run away. If you get into a cop's personal space and they say, yo, back up, and you don't do anything, they're going to shoot you. Because, yeah, and I understand it is fucked up, but, like, it's not racist. Like, in GTA 5, the cops are very mean in this game. Like, I remember back in GTA 4 when I would punch a cop and, like, I would just run away and nothing would happen. Because they were, like, all the cops in GTA 4 were fat because it was New York. Just fat pigs, you know, huh? So they would just chase you. And if they couldn't chase you down, that was it. You lose them. But in GTA 5, you can't even pull out a gun without somebody calling the cops. And when the cops are called, they shoot on sight. Which is funny. Like, I get it. LA cops, they do shoot on sight. That's funny. You know, that's the joke. Haha. Why is this fucking street cleaner coming down the street a third fucking time? It's clean. They get stopped. Okay, somebody also said that they're like, yeah, they're mean to everybody because Lamar and Franklin are stereotypical, not Franklin, but Lamar is a stereotypical Compton gangster. You know what my thing against that is? He's cool. So it's not a joke. It's not like being mean to him. Because he's cool. He's cool. He has two whole ass storylines in online. He's cool. He can be a stereotypical Compton gangster because GTA commodifies being a gangster. That's San Andreas. It's cool to do that, nigga. It's not, why'd I say it like that? And it's not cool to do that. And I started this shit off by saying that The Last of Us is literally one of the greatest games of all time because of this comment right here. I need to find it. Here it is. It is impossible to make a main character people will not think is good. just because he is the main character, you can make a show about Jack the Ripper and people will call him an anti-hero, killing criminals, sex workers. Seriously, the term anti-hero I have seen used on most all characters imaginable. Facts. Facts. Fucking facts. You know who's an anti-hero? Red Hood. I first heard about him when Arkham Knight came out. Don't want to spoil, but the game is pretty old. Skip literally like 10 seconds. The Arkham Knight in the game is not Batman. He's the Red Hood, Jason Todd. So, the Red Hood is an anti-hero because he's a good guy. Like Batman, he beats up the bad guys, but he kills the bad guys. And Batman doesn't kill. So if Batman is good and he doesn't kill, then if you do kill, you're not good. But you're beating up the bad guys, so you're not bad. You're an anti-hero, you know? But you're damn right. They can make anybody an anti-hero. And they make a Suicide Squad game. They're all villains, but it's not going to be perceived as that by everybody. It's not. Niggas dress up as Harley Quinn. And they don't even know that, like, you know, she's a psychopath. They don't. They don't know that. Not everybody read The Killing Joke. They don't know that the Joker would just, like, paralyze somebody for a joke. Because it's funny or whatever the fuck. I don't even know why that nigga did that. That nigga's just crazy. You know? Like, nobody knows that, bro. So, like, they can make a game about anybody. And they'll be looked at as an anti-hero because that's you. You're going to relate to it no matter what. Because you're playing with that character. It's very hard to look at a character you're playing as for however many hours. And then not agree with anything they're doing. And that's why people hate The Last of Us Part 2. Because it's hard to understand being a character and then not feeling like that character. Spider-Man. When I'm playing with Miles Morales, I really relate to that shit. I love that game to death. I don't think you have any idea how much I love the game. I don't even think you understand what level and degree to how much I love playing as Miles Morales. And I think a lot of that is because of that exaggerated swagger of a black teen. And not many niggas will get that. Right? But you're playing as that character. So you're forced to try to get that. You're forced to understand that. And that's why people love Spider-Man. Because, yes, you may be 30 years old. And Spider-Man is a teenager. But you're playing as him. So you love him. Niggas hate Superman. They don't get it. They don't understand why people even like the superhero. Because he's hard to relate to. Niggas didn't see Smallville. I didn't see Smallville. I see him as a god. An OP superhero that nobody can beat unless they get this piece of rock from a destroyed planet that blew up fucking 30 years ago. Nobody can relate to that nigga because you can't even fucking beat him, which is funny, right? Like, it's so weird that, like, coincidentally, like, hella meteors must have dropped on Earth because it's like every fucking Superman villain has Krypton these days. It's like, damn, I mean, Kryptonite. Like, how the fuck did you get that, nigga? Like, the planet's gone on some mega mine, bro. How the fuck did you do that? But it was hard to relate to Ellie. You couldn't anymore. And that's why people hated the game, because they couldn't relate to a character that they were forced to play as. They saw that character do increasingly evil things and distance themselves from that character. And then, as soon as they do that, a new character comes in. The character that you were meant to hate the entire time. And now you're seeing her story and realizing, holy fuck, my brain is melting because the character I hated, I like now, and the character I like, I hate now. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to choose. That's what they were going for in that game. And I don't think everybody understood that. They did. I think they did understand it, but they, I guess they weren't as naive as I was. It was easy for me to play as Ellie and then see Ellie do bad things and go, oh my God, Ellie, what are you doing? Instead of saying, what am I doing? Because I'm not Ellie. I distance myself from Ellie, but I don't distance myself from Miles Morales. I don't distance myself from a lot of characters and a lot of pieces of media I like, because I like being those characters and I like trying to relate to those characters. But Ellie, what they did was just amazing. What they did was so good. And they really made me, like, distance myself from these characters. Yes, that's my loud-ass computer fan. I can't do anything about it. Like, you understand what I mean, right? If Spider-Man killed Peter and Miles Morales, because I didn't beat the game, but if he ended up killing Peter, I would be like, holy fuck. Nigga, who are you? I'm not going to say who am I, because I'm not him. He did that shit. I was him when I was playing around and shit, doing exaggerated swagger shit. But no, you kill Spider-Man. What are you? Chill out. That's not me anymore. I didn't relate to Kratos in the beginning. Well, I did. I kind of related to Kratos the entire time, because the whole thing was awesome. But like Atreus, right? I love Atreus. But when Atreus was like going through his like little I'm a god phase and shit, his little Yeezus shit, I was like, damn, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? This annoying ass nigga. And they really showed that, because usually you can command him to do things like shoot arrows or attack the nigga. And you can do like your like cool little father son cinematic shit, right? But when he was doing that I'm a god shit, he wasn't doing that anymore. I remember when I asked him to get the fucking rope down for me, and then nigga did not do it, right? Literally just like the first Last of Us with the giraffes, when Ellie was sad and shit, and he was like, yo, can you give me the ladder? Yo, Ellie, give me the fucking ladder. He didn't yell like that, but you know what I mean? It's like they're distancing you from those characters, because you aren't those characters, and we need to all remember that we aren't these people. Oh, Michael's old. He can be transphobic. He's old. But I'm not old. I know that that's not right. So why are we relating to these niggas like they're just God or something? Come on. You know? And I think that's all I wanted to say. Episode's coming May 1st. Bye.